Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for a lesson called The Great Train Robbery. Of course, a robbery is when one or more people go in and steal something from somewhere. Sometimes people might go to a bank and steal money from the bank. But this is a famous robbery in history, the Great Train Robbery. Are there any other famous robberies that you know about, Carolyn?
Well, there are a lot of famous robberies, and sometimes people decide to steal things because they want to be known for doing something like this. Now, one that occurred a little more recently was in 1987. On July 12th, a group of men went into the Kingston Bank. They went to Kingston, England, and they went to a bank there, and they wanted to open a safety deposit box. Mm-hmm. But instead of opening an account, they stole $111 million.
Shoot, that is a lot of money. That is a big robbery. Of course, some movies are made about robberies. Ocean's 11, The Pink Panther, these are movies about robberies. And there are other famous robberies you can find out about in your magazine on page 20. But let's get started with our lesson right now, The Great Train Robbery.
The Great Train Robbery. 50 years ago to the day. 1963 at about 3 in the morning. The night flyer rolled to an unexpected stop. The train was traveling from Glasgow, Scotland to London, England, but had been halted by a red signal light. Seeking an emergency phone, a fireman stepped off the train only to be seized by robbers dressed as track workers. The men then entered the cab of the train and hit the driver over the head. Once they had unhooked the train's engine and first two cars from the rest, the night flyer moved on.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Each day is made for the history books. In today's article, we'll hear about an interesting thing that happened 50 years ago today. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Halt. Halt is a verb. The failure of our first design has halted the product's progress. Unhook. Unhook is a verb. I had to unhook my sleeve from the doorknob. Goods. Goods is a noun. There should be a delivery of goods this morning. Getaway. Getaway is a noun. The thieves succeeded because of a well-planned getaway. Your more information word is fireman. Fireman is a noun. Let's get started.
Well, this is a very interesting tale, a very exciting story, but let's go back to the top before we hear any more about it. 50 years ago to the day. So this is the Great Train Robbery, and it occurred 50 years ago to the day. I think that's a really great phrase, Gabe. Let's take a look at it.
All right, to the day. That means we're not just talking about approximately, or it's not just nearly 50 years ago, or around 50 years ago. No, to the day. So today is August 8th, and 50 years ago, in 1963, on August 8th, the Great Train Robbery occurred. So you could use this phrase in other ways. 30 years ago and 1 month, to the day, I was born.
Wow, that is impressive, Gabe. Well, you can use this phrase, to the day, to show how exact something is. You could also change day to another time word. Mm-hmm. You could say to the hour or to the minute. So you can use this phrase in a couple different ways. But getting into our article, how do we start, Gabe?
All right. In 1963, at about 3 o'clock in the morning, that's how we start this story. It's 3 a.m., and the Night Flyer rolled to an unexpected stop. The Night Flyer is the name of this train, and it came to an unexpected stop. It was an unplanned stop.
That's right. So they didn't think they would be stopping here, and they rolled to this stop. Now, Liz has something she wants to tell us about that word in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz, and here's our grammar tip sentence for today. The Night Flyer rolled to an unexpected stop. Our focus today is on the word rolled. Normally, we use roll to talk about how something round moves from one place to another, like the ball rolled across the floor. But in today's sentence, the writer is not saying that the Night Flyer was moving like a ball. Instead, the word roll is used to mean to move smoothly. In other words, the Night Flyer was moving smoothly and it came to an unexpected stop. We normally use roll like this when we want to describe how something big is moving smoothly, like transportation. Besides trains, we can use it to talk about cars, like we jumped into our car and rolled down to the beach. Or the truck rolled into the parking lot. If you'd like to see some more examples, they're available in today's grammar tip section in your magazine. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, we're continuing to learn about this train, the Night Flyer. It came to an unexpected stop. The train was traveling from Glasgow, Scotland to London, England, but had been halted by a red signal light. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is halt. If something is halted, that's another word for stopped.
That's right. So the train came to a stop, or it was stopped by this red light.
That's right. So it was halted. Now, you might hear this word. Someone might yell this word to someone if they want them to stop. They might say, halt! Don't move any further. I don't usually hear this word very much. I would hear the word stop more often, but this is still a common word in the English language. So the train was halted. It was stopped by a red signal light. And then how does the story continue?
Well, we see seeking an emergency phone, a fireman stepped off the train only to be seized by robbers dressed as track workers. So the fireman got off the train trying to find the emergency phone so he could find out why the train was stopped when he was seized by these robbers who were pretending to be workers on the railroad.
That's right. And there's another word in that sentence that kind of means halt or stop. It's the word seized. And if you are seized, that means you're stopped by people, maybe kind of captured in a way. And you can't move any further. You can't do anything else. You're seized. But there's another word here, the word fireman. Now, I don't want you to think about firefighters when you think about this word fireman. The fireman in this case, on this train, is the person who was in charge of the fire. Of course, in that time, trains used coal and fire to get going.
That's right. So this is a different kind of a fireman. He is in charge of keeping the fire going so that the train will continue moving. Well, the men then entered the cab of the train and hit the driver over the head. So they've seized the fireman and they've knocked the driver out. So no one is controlling the train anymore.
That's right. I like that phrase you use, Carolyn. They knocked the driver out. That's kind of an idiom to say that someone was knocked so that they're not awake anymore. They were hit so that they're not awake. They were knocked out. Well, this driver's knocked out. He was hit over the head. And once they had unhooked the train's engine and first two cars from the rest, the Night Flyer moved on. All right, it seems like they're getting away with it so far. It seems like nothing's going to happen to them. But first, let's take a look at this word from our word bank. If something is unhooked, that means it is detached. It was attached before, but now it is detached. It's unhooked.
That's right. So it could also mean to release something or to separate it. Maybe you like to wear necklaces, and before you go to bed, you need to take it off. So you should unhook your necklace so that the chain is separated. It is no longer closed, but opened.
And of course, the opposite of this word is hooked. When you attach something, like your necklace, then it is hooked. So in this story, once these people had unhooked the train's engine from the first two cars from the rest, then the night flyer moved on. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Steve and Ken in the information cloud. You might have seen that word cab and engine and the word car. These could have different definitions. Let's go see the information cloud and then we'll go to the language lab.
Hi friends, when you look up a word in the dictionary, are you paying attention to all the definitions?
You should, because a lot of times the first definition is not the one you're looking for.
Let's take a look at three words in today's lesson: car, engine, and cab. Now you probably think they're so familiar that there's no need to look them up.
But in the lesson, the word car is not referring to an automobile, which is the first definition of car in most dictionaries. Instead, it's referring to a railway carriage, and that's the fourth definition of car in my dictionary.
Likewise, the word engine is not referring to a machine, which is the first definition of engine in most dictionaries. The engine in our lesson today is actually the locomotive that pulls a train.
And finally, the word cab does not mean a taxi cab in the lesson, but it's referring to the enclosed compartment of a locomotive.
So remember to always look through all the definitions when looking up a word to make sure you grasp its real meaning.
我们查字典的时候，不要看到一个字的第一个定义就认为那是你所要找的答案，因为很多的字会有十几个定义，而你所要的答案也许是第五、第六或第十三个定义。就像今天课文中的car指的并不是汽车，而是火车的一节车厢。Engine，我们都知道是引擎，但是在课文中engine是指 火车头，cab通常用来表示taxi计程车，但是在课文中的cab是火车头的驾驶室。所以我们查字典时一定要看完一个字的每一个定义，才能掌握到正确的答案。这就是今天的Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看halt 这个动词。 Halt 是指停止、是中断或者是阻止。例如, a police officer halted the truck to check if there were any illegal immigrants. 警察拦住这部卡车要检查上面是否有非法移民。或者是, the government halted the construction of the highway due to environmental objections. 由于环保考量的反抗声浪，政府暂停了高速公路的兴建。 接下来我们看的是unhook这个动词。un是一个否定的字首，hook是指勾住，所以unhook是指把某个物品从钩子上取下。例如, the workers spent hours carefully unhooking the curtains before painting the room. 工人们在油漆这个房间之前花了几个小时把窗帘很小心地拆下来。或者是, the fisherman unhooked the fish from the net because the fish was too small. 这位渔夫把鱼从钓鱼线上松钩，因为鱼太小了。Well,
50 years ago to the day, the great train robbery occurred. We're talking about that today, and we're enjoying an interesting story that started at 3 a.m. in 1963 on August 8th. And they were boarding a train. These robbers got on the night flyer and they were starting to rob this train. So far, we've talked about how they hit the driver over the head, how they unhooked the engine and the first two cars from the rest of the train, and the night flyer is rolling on. Let's continue this story.
The Great Train Robbery.
3:15 a.m. It soon stopped at Verdego Bridge, where the thieves removed 120 mail bags from the high-value package car. The driver and fireman were then tossed into the car with its five mail sorters and were told not to move. By 3:45, the thieves' mission was complete, and all 15 of them made off with their goods without a trace. A stolen total of about 2.6 million pounds, 50 million U.S. dollars today, earned the crime its name, the Great Train Robbery. But though the robbery was successful, there are no clean getaways.
Oh, I'm so excited to find out what happens next. But before we can learn more about the story, we need to go back to the beginning of this section. It is now 3:15 a.m. So, this is just 15 minutes later. We're talking about the night flyer. It soon stopped at Verdego Bridge, where the thieves removed 120 mail bags from the high-value package car. Now, I usually don't think of mail being very valuable, but this is a very special car on this train, isn't it, Gabe?
That's right, the high-value package. If something has high value, it's probably very expensive. So I don't know what's inside this mail, but there is a lot of expensive things inside this mail. So the thieves removed these 120 mail bags, and a thief is another name for a robber. You can kind of use these words in the same way.
That's right. Well, continuing in the story, the driver and fireman were then tossed into the car with its five mail sorters and were told not to move. So there were five mail sorters in this car already. Then they took the fireman and the driver of the train and put them all in the same car, in this high-value package train car, and told them not to move. But they took all of the valuable bags out first.
I think so. So these seven people are sitting in this car. They're not moving. And we continue. By 3:45, so just half an hour later, the thieves' mission was complete, and all 15 of them made off with their goods without a trace. So just within 45 minutes, 15 robbers get away with these goods without a trace.
Wow. Well, there are a lot of good phrases and words in this sentence. The first one that I want to talk about is make off with. So to make off with something means to steal or to get away with something. A lot of times we hear this phrase when talking about robberies. You could say, oh, the thief made off with the diamond necklace. It was worth a lot of money, and he got away with it.
That's right. When I was traveling in Greece with some friends, a robber or a thief came and made off with my friend's purse. So she lost a lot of her money and some of her other important items. The thief made off with this. And of course, these robbers on the night flyer, they made off with their goods without a trace. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank, goods. Now, what are goods, Carolyn?
Well, goods are things that are valuable, usually talking about things that you can buy or sell, but here they are talking about things that the robbers desired. So the goods were the mail bags that I think were either filled with valuable things or cash because they were carrying money to be deposited in a bank.
That's right. So that could be a kind of goods. You might talk about imported goods, goods that come into your country, or exported goods. You're shipping them to another country for sale. And they made off with these goods without a trace. Now, what does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, that is another very good phrase. Without a trace means that you have no idea where they went. You can't find them. Mm-hmm. So they just disappeared.
That's right. So a trace is kind of a path you can follow, something that gives you some kind of direction or a clue. So if there is no trace, we don't know where to go to find them. They made off without a trace. There's some great English in that sentence, some good phrases that you can use. All right, so a stolen total of about 2.6 million pounds, $50 million U.S. dollars today earned the crime its name, the Great Train Robbery. So, Carolyn, why is there something in parentheses there?
Well, it's separate from the rest of the sentence because they didn't steal 50 million U.S. dollars.
Yeah.
They were stealing pounds. So this is British money that they use in the United Kingdom, in Great Britain. And it's not the same as what it is today, because 2.6 million pounds back then mm-hmm. is worth a lot more than 2.6 million pounds today.
That's right. Maybe 2.6 million pounds today is only worth about 5 million U.S. dollars today. But back then it was worth 15 million U.S. dollars. It was equivalent to that amount today. That's a lot of money they made off with on the Great Train Robbery. But though the robbery was successful, there are no clean getaways. Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank, a getaway. And a getaway is when some people, maybe who wanted to steal something or they did something bad, they got away with something. That means that nobody could find them. They're okay. They're not going to get in trouble. That's what happens when you get away with something.
That's right. So they escaped. The police didn't catch them, but we see that there are no clean getaways, which means that maybe there was a trace that was left, some sort of clue mm-hmm. that people could use to find them later.
That's right. So there was some kind of trace. Now, usually you would see this as a whole phrase. There are no clean getaways. It's just something that people believe. It's true. If someone wants to get away with something, usually there is some kind of a trace. Well, we hope that these robbers, actually, you'll find out in the rest of the story what happened to these robbers. It is an exciting story. We'll learn more about that tomorrow and in the next lesson. But for now, let's learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
好，接下来我们看的是 goods 这个名词。goods 是指货物或商品，就因为它是一个复数名词，所以字尾一定会有 s。例如 ，the store sells a wide variety of leather goods。这家店贩售各式各样的皮件，或者是 the goods in the warehouse were all damaged by the fire。仓库里的货物都因为火灾全部受损了。或者是 the price of dry goods rises during the Chinese New Year holiday。新年假期的时候，干货的价格都会提高。最后我们看的是 getaway 这个名词。getaway 如果把它拆开成两个字 ，get away 是指离开，所以合在一起当名词，在这里是指逃跑、逃走或者是离开。例如 ，perfect getaways only happen in movies, not in real life。完美的逃亡计划只有发生在电影中，而非现实生活。getaway 也指短期的假期，例如 Patricia went to Miami for a weekend getaway. Patricia 周末到迈阿密去度假。And let's return to our teachers now.
Today we've been learning about a very exciting event in history, the Great Train Robbery. And this is just a wonderfully written tale, and I'm very curious to know what will happen next, since there are no clean getaways. Gabe, what do you think will happen to these robbers?
Well, before I read this story, what I thought might happen to these robbers was that they would maybe go travel somewhere. They'd go to some other country and try to get away from the United Kingdom. They'd just get away from that scene altogether and go live their lives with the money or with the valuable things that they got from the Great Train Robbery. That's not what happens, but what do you think would happen, or what did you think would happen, Carolyn?
Well, just from reading today's lesson, I was a little bit nervous because we do see that there are no clean getaways, mm-hmm. so I think something very bad might happen to these men. But we will find out all about it tomorrow, right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.